You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. In this week's show, we're talking about the new beginnings in our economic lives. It's spring. The weather's getting warmer. Flowers are blooming. And it's time for a fresh start for your home. This is remodeling season. Spending on everything from new kitchens to total domestic makeovers is on the upswing, as evidenced by a recent surge in mortgage refinancing. A fresh coat of paint, a new bathroom, they can be costly, but it can also be a smart investment, whether you're staying put or looking to sell. For some tips about how to handle home renovations, let's turn to a pro. Tom Silva, general contractor for This Old House on PBS. Hiya, Tom.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts of a home remodel. If indeed you're ready to take the plunge, should you go all in and do every project conceivable, or should you go bit by bit?
Well, I guess it really depends on budget, number one, what kind of money you're planning on spending. But I think realistically what people should think about first is their house and the value of their house in relationship to their neighborhood. How much money should they put in their house and expect to get it back? Basically, what I'm trying to say is you don't want to overbuild the house for the neighborhood because it'll take you a long time to get that money back. So you got to be careful that way. You also have to know about the house itself, the bones of the house, the structure. How good is it? Is it capable of withstanding a good renovation project? So I guess what you have to do is really think about your house and the neighborhood and how much money you're planning on putting into that house, because you don't want to be the, let's say, the most expensive guy on the block, because it's going to take you longer to get your investment back.
Does that mean that it'd be smart to look at some of the comps that are out there, maybe go to Zillow.com, look at the various housing prices, and try and get a sense of the trend in your neighborhood?
Absolutely. Zillow is a great, quick way to get references on surrounding areas, values, and to see if you're in that mid-range value or even the low guy on the block gives you a lot more flexibility.
When it comes to budgeting, is there any sense of how much you should devote to a remodel relative to the overall cost of your house? So let's say you have a $500,000 house. Is there some sort of limit that how much you should put into remodel as opposed to, say, selling the house and trading up or moving sideways?
Well, again, that depends on your neighborhood and your investment. I mean, you got to think about what kind of remodel are you thinking about doing, whether it's a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel. You know, you want to look at basically the value of the house and how much money you're going to put into that house. So your kitchen, for example, the investment of that kitchen may pay you back, 60 or 70% of the value that you've invested in it. You got to be careful of that. A bathroom remodel may pay you back a little bit more.
When it comes to enhancing your home's resale value, is there any particular part of a remodel you should focus on? For example, the kitchen, the bathroom, the air conditioning, the central heating?
Well, I guess you can focus on all of those things if any of them are in trouble. But I think the biggest thing that is going to make your home sell is a nice bathroom and a nice kitchen. And I think that that's an investment that will pay you back.
And should I be in an experimenting mood when I do that, or should I go plain vanilla?
Well, again, you got to think about how long you're going to stay in that house. Are you just fixing this house up to stay there for a couple of years and sell it? You got to think about, are you a serious cook, for example, if you're in the kitchen? What kind of fixes you would want? Or is it just a kitchen that everybody gathers and has fun in? Or do you like to entertain? All of those things have to come into play if you're renovating a kitchen. If you're trying to sell your house and you want to do a renovation, you got to think about how it's going to look to others. You want to be careful of what you choose. You don't want to have something weird in there. You want to have something that's trendy, that when someone comes to look at that house, they really like it.
How hands-on should you be? Should you allow your contractor, your architect, your designer, your feng shui consultant to take the lead in a lot of these decisions? Or should you be there every step of the way saying, I found this countertop, I found this refrigerator, I found this faucet, and be very, very micro in terms of what's going to be going into the remodel?
Well, I think that's a matter of personal preference. I think that a homeowner should definitely spend some time doing their homework on fixtures, appliances, how they want the room to look, what kind of flooring do they like. They should have a list of options, and they should have photographs and pictures. Pull them out of magazines. You know, I like this floor, I like this, and so on down the line. And then I would say, talk to an architect to figure out if you can do it, or even a kitchen or an interior design person would give you a lot of options and tell you whether or not some of your ideas are good and whether or not they can even happen economically.
There's kind of a rule of thumb that if your contractor says it'll take 5 months or 6 months to get the project done, it'll take 7 months or 8 months, and oftentimes your planned budget will go up by about a third. Does that seem accurate to you?
Well, I don't know if it could go that long. It can happen because if you don't have your items picked out early, things that are on order may take 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes 6 weeks or 10 weeks, depending on where it's coming from, to get deliveries. I always tell a homeowner, if you're picking out a tile, for example, pick out that tile and have a backup that you like, that maybe that first choice will fall through, but you have another one already on the shelf that you may say, okay, well, I'm going to switch to this one, and I know I can get it in 10 days or a week or whatever. But a backup is always good to have.
That's great advice. Tom Silva is general contractor for This Old House on PBS. Tom, thank you very much for hammering some nails with us.
My pleasure.
So what happens when your dream home needs a little sprucing up? Sean Kravitz is a public interest lawyer in Los Angeles. We paid him a visit at his home in East Hollywood.
We are outside right now at my favorite place in the house, my little chicken coop. And this is Betsy, Beulah, Schnitzel, and Nugget. Right now it's spring, so everything's overgrown in the best way possible. We also have about 100 sunflowers that are 12 feet tall. It's a pretty magical place back here. The backyard did not look like this when I moved in. It was mostly concrete and dead grass, but everything is pretty brand new. I bought this house in March of 2013. I purchased this house for $395,000, and since purchasing it, I have probably spent around $15,000 to $20,000 in repairs and renovation. When I moved in, there were disgusting old carpets on all of the floors and dark wood paneling. It was a place that I could live in, but not a place that I'd want to bring anybody to. I started by ripping off the paneling and the walls and then replastering and painting over everything. And I started pulling up the carpets and actually originally found beautiful hardwood floors that were part of the original house. And then I kept pulling the carpet. There were stains and cracks and holes everywhere. So I ended up having to replace all of the floors throughout the house. I went to a store and bought wood and watched some YouTube videos and bought a nail gun. And now, surprisingly, I have floors that I'm pretty happy with. The renovations have continued slowly but surely. I have redone almost every room in the house with the exception of the kitchen so far. One of the biggest recent purchases was an air conditioning unit. I spent quite a bit of money on it, about $14,000. It is already paying off though, because there have been some nights here in Los Angeles that have been completely miserable. I wanted to make an investment in this home, and I try to continuously make smart investments for purposes of both my own desire to live in an environment that I like and also for resale potential. I grew up with a set of parents that just flipped houses my entire life. I moved from one place to another, sometimes with only 3 or 4 months in between one house and a different one. I really want to stay put for as long as I can. That said, I have this weird desire all the time to find something better that I feel happier in. I don't know how long I'll be here, but it's been a pretty great place so far.